This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name. Debbie M. Oyser, D-E-B-B-I-E, middle initial M-O-E-S-E-R. Date of birth 01-18-1962. Date of appointment October 13, 2022. Requesting physician Tracy Kuban, T-R-A-C-Y-K-U-B-A-N. NP. Dear Tracy Kuban, I have the pleasure of seeing Debbie Oyser today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 60-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who has an episode in which she was shaking with loss of consciousness. Her color was changed, no tongue biting, no incontinent, postictal confusion was present, seen by vascular surgery. She is having headache once in a while, feels lightheaded sometimes. MRI of the brain done on 6/27/2022, which was negative. Echocardiogram, normal left ventricular function. CT angiogram done, which shows 60% stenosis of the proximal right internal carotid artery and 80% stenosis of the origin of the left subclavian artery. She is started on aspirin. She was on Keppra, but she stopped taking. Past medical history. Arthralgia, pulmonary emphysema, hyperlipidemia, asthma, rectal bleeding, COPD, seizure, arteriosclerotic vascular disease, depression, past surgical history, both hip replacement, both carpal tunnel release, hysterectomy, allergy to wellbutrin, she had a seizure after that, medication Trulicity, arthritis medication over the counter, Singulair, desvenlafaxine, clopidogrel 75 milligram daily. Social history, smoke half a pack of cigarette per day, does not drink alcohol, he is disabled, he is divorced, lives with the daughter, have 3 children, family history, mother deceased with asthma, depression, diabetes mellitus, father deceased with diabetes mellitus, 2 sister, 1 deceased with coronary artery disease, 2 brother, 1 deceased with MI. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she has headache, weakness, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain, joint deformity, physical examination, blood pressure 100 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft pulse on present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit. There is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema, neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal. Hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflexes 204, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 60-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history an examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, syncope. Number 2, questionable epilepsy. Number 3, TIA. Number 4, carotid artery stenosis on the right side. Next paragraph. Her history is suggestive of syncope with seizure. Epileptic seizure is less likely. Patient does not want to take seizure medication. I advise her to keep on taking Plavix and atorvastatin. I would like to order EEG. I would like to see her back in my office in about 2 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.